This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we're happy to be joined by our dear brother, folks, if you want to join us online, we're on all across all social media, YouTube, Make It Plain, Instagram, Minister. And the brother looks great, man. What you doing? You look younger. I'm not just saying that. What you doing, man?
Rev, come on, Rev.
Oh, really? With all you dealing with, and you look like $1 million, brother. You look younger than me this morning. Hey. On this here screen.
Hey, brother, I tell you, I'm grateful for the people around me, okay? We'll put it like that.
That makes a difference, doesn't it? That makes all the difference in the world when you hear that love and support. Folks, he is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, our dear brother, the Reverend Dr. Everett Kelly. Well, I don't need to ask him how he's doing. He looks great, so he must be doing well in spite of it all. First of all, Everett, let's immediately talk about the shutdown situation and what impact that has on your employees whilst their own union has been nullified by Trump.
Well, you know, it certainly has a great impact, a devastating impact, if you will, because I have members of my union. Part of them are going to work and not getting paid. And another large majority of them, you know, they're just sitting at home on furlough. You know, they're not getting paid. You know, and so these are people that provide a service for the American people. You know, they are the people that, you know, make sure that the air we breathe is good air. The food that we eat is inspected. These are people that make sure that the skies we travel in are safe. These are people that make sure that, you know, while we're sleeping at night, you know, criminals are not, you know, roaming the streets, you know, but they're not getting paid, right? And that's just not right, and it's having an effect. More and more people are standing in lines to get food than what I would have ever imagined. Better employees.
So to that point, standing in line to get food, they were doing that before the SNAP benefits were cut. Is there a number of individuals at home who also, federal government workers who also are benefiting from SNAP, Everett?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they are, you know? I'm pretty sure there are some, because some of the people that I represent, you know, a lot of people think they make a whole bunch of money, but you take our TSA employees, right? They average anywhere from $34,000 to $45,000 a year. And these are major metropolitan cities like New York, right? You know, California, Detroit. These are major metropolitan cities, and these people right now are having to struggle just to get money to get gasoline for the car or pay for public transit to get back to work. They're forced to come to work and not get paid, and some of them don't even know how they're going to get that, Brother Mark.
Yeah, that's terrible. And then the paychecks lost. People have mortgages, tuitions, car notes. So let me ask you this. What is this really about? Is this another step? He already busted the union. It's the right word, nullified it. He said that the union is no longer. And did he nullify the union and the contract or just what?
Well, what he says is that the contract doesn't exist anymore. So, you know, that's what his claim is. But, you know, we're going to continue to fight those illegal actions, Brother Mark. We do believe that they are illegal. They're in courts right now. And so far, you know, we've been getting, you know, in Ninth Circuit, we've been getting good rulings. And certainly, you know, we believe that it's illegal, and we're going to continue to attack those things. But he has declared that our union contracts are null and void. We don't believe that, you know, but that's what he has declared.
And so by nullifying the contract, then he can do what he wants to you and just fire folks.
Absolutely. That's what he want to do, right? You remember, you know, before he was elected, Russell Vogt was saying that he wanted federal employees to be traumatized every day that they come to work and stuff like that. And he is the director of OMB, and right. He controls the purse string. And so, of course, now he had gained his memory. He now remember Project 2025. He didn't know anything about it, you know, but now he remembers it and he put it in action. That's what we're dealing with.
How many in your union, once the contract was nullified, were there many who were fired immediately thereafter or in the months thereafter before the shutdown? People actually lost their job?
Well, that would have been, I do believe. However, we filed a lawsuit to stop the mass firing and the mass rifts. And at this point, there was a hold on that. Thankful for a judge that was willing to go against the grain that said this is illegal.
Good. Okay. So that's on hold for now. Where is it in court these days, Everett, that lawsuit?
Well, what has happened is, you know, we got a preliminary injunction, and that injunction has been extended at this point. You know, so we're waiting at this point to see what happens in the appeal.
Is relief requested also to restore the contract?
We have a lawsuit for that as well. Yes.
And how is that going?
Well, again, I think that, you know, it's on the right side, you know, because I think that the judge and the lower court so far have determined that what the action that they're taking is completely illegal, you know, and so it's going through the process. You know, it's just going to take some time to get there.
So thankfully you're there and thankfully you're being diligent. How many members are in AFG? I want people to understand how many people are affected by this.
Well, we represent 800,000 federal and D.C. government employees. However, you know, this is a broader action than, you know, the one that we represent. There is about 2 million employees that's affected by this.
Yeah. And Everett, help people understand, too, if you don't mind. Everett Kelly, folks, president of AFG, American Federation of Government Employees. Can you help people understand? Because it's also, you know, everything, perception and mythicism. Folks, all federal government employees, in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, Ernest, most of them are not in Washington, D.C. See, folks think this is just a D.C. thing. Every
right.
state, you know, when y'all see federal buildings, what do y'all think? Who you think is working in there? Right? I mean, people are in your city. I mean, outside of Washington.
That's right.
We're talking about folks all over the country, correct?
That's correct. And, Brother Mark, it is a misconception because many people think that when you start talking about federal employees, that is a D.C. Issue. But only 15% of federal employees are employed in D.C. that works in D.C. The rest of the 85% is scattered throughout America. They are in our communities. They are, when you go to the Social Security office in your community, those are federal employees. When you go to the VA and to the clinics for the VA in your community, these are federal employees that are being talked about. When you go and have food inspected, they're not inspected in Washington, D.C., but they're across this country, right? When you look at the TSA officers, they are scattered across this country. When you look at the border that the correction officers in the Bureau of Prisons that's protecting us at night while criminals are under lock and key, these are people that's throughout America, not just in D.C. When you look at the EPA, people that inspect our air, you know, and water, you know, these are federal employees scattered throughout. When you look at FEMA, you know, these are federal employees scattered throughout America, not in Washington, D.C. And these are the employees that they are talking about.
So, right. And folks, there are people who do this work that we don't even realize that throughout the federal government. I mean, in jobs we may even take for granted, right? Because you mentioned protection and law enforcement. Correct me if I'm wrong, he went against everyone in your union, American Federation of Government Employees, except Border Patrol people. Is that accurate?
Well, he hasn't taken that contract. No, that's correct.
All right. So they have a separate contract.
They have a contract that's negotiated, you know, by the council. And at this point, that contract is still intact. There was a few more contracts that's still intact, you know, so not just the Border Patrol. But, you know, so far, even the Social Security Administration, I do believe their contract is still intact. And a few more, yes.
Yeah. So what we're talking with Avery Kelly, folks, 202-588-0893. Quick calls and questions. The contract is nullified, and now there's a shutdown. So this is a dual hit.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, Russell said, well, we want them to feel the pain. So I go back to my original question. It is, we know how the shutdown is affecting people who don't work for the federal government. But why couldn't we call this for what it is? This is, again, an all-out assault to undermine and in many ways try to destroy the morale of your members, those hard workers, right?
That's correct.
And so as we talk to the public, Gary, what would you enlist people to do? What can people do at this moment to help fix this and support your hardworking union members?
Well, that is a great question, Brother Mark, and I appreciate that question. But the first thing people can do is get on the telephone, call the Congress and the Senate, and tell them in no uncertain terms that it's not fair to federal employees to be treated the way that they are being treated. Tell their Congress and their Senate to restore the bargaining rights for federal employees, to stand up against any attempts to dehumanize or demonize federal employees, you know, because they are the one that provided the service for the American people. And also I'll say that anytime you see a rally or an event that supports federal employees, attend it. You know, those are the things that can be done right now. But if you can't make the phone call, you know, then write a letter. Write a letter to the editor. Write a letter to your Congress, to your Senate. And just let them know that you don't appreciate what's happening in this country as it relates to federal employees, because they are the ones that provide the services for the American people that the American people deserve.
Yes.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Now, you have spoken out and said it's time to end the shutdown. It's time to bring about a level of unity. Is it true that part of your request and your negotiation, Everett, and AFGE's negotiation to end this shutdown, you know, there's some Democrats who are still tying this to the healthcare issue. What is your position on that? What is AFGE's position on that?
Well, Brother Mark, let me say, first of all, in no uncertain terms, that I think that healthcare in this country is an issue that has to be dealt with. You know, when you look at Avery Kelly, you're looking at a byproduct of, you know, one that came through that system. When it comes to SNAP, we didn't call it SNAP back in that day. We call it commodities, okay? which were the same thing. You know, I am a byproduct of that. So to think that I'm even insinuating that that's not important, that's incorrect. You know, when you start talking about medical benefits, you know, I'm also a recipient of that. Okay, so that is not, I'm not saying that that's not important. But what I am saying, though, Brother Mark, is that the members that I represent have suffered enough. The members that I represent are not getting paid. Like I told you, you know, there are some of them that are getting paid, you know, maybe more than others. But the majority, the vast majority of the people that I represent, you know, are barely making it. And they're just like the rest of America. They live from paycheck to paycheck. 65% of America live from paycheck to paycheck. And the people that I represent are no different. And Brother Mark, they are standing in line to get food. They are worrying about how they're going to pay their mortgage. They're worrying about how am I going to provide medical care for my ailing children, you know, pregnant mothers calling me crying, you know, and these are the things that bother me, Brother Mark. These are the things, and this is why I've come to the conclusion that everyone has made their point, and they shouldn't make it any longer on the backs of federal employees that don't deserve to be in this fight in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Eric Kelly, folks, with us, 202-588-0093, American Federation of Government Employees. What are also, if you could describe for us, Everett, what are some of the risks to not only the nullification of the contract, but the shutdown as well? How does that affect directly and endanger the American people when you don't have federal government employees with a contract and you don't have them working? Does that not cause other problems in the immediate and down the road?
It does, Brother Mark, and that is a good question. Take, for instance, you know, I talked a little bit about our food service inspectors, right? Our meat inspectors, right? So when you're short staffed, whether it be through a shutdown or just firing a mass number of people, that means that the meat that we're eating is not being inspected adequately. So now you got a possibility of having you know, airborne diseases and all kind of diseases coming into your meat. Now, I represent those employees, and what I already know is that only, you know, before the shutdown, only 50% of the meat that we was eating were being inspected. Now, when you start talking about, I said only 50% of the meat that we were eating is being inspected prior to the shutdown. Okay, so now, if you start talking about laying off massive amounts of people, who's going to do that inspection? Okay, we're going to leave it up to the plants to do that. That's the foggone hen house.
Why was only 50% being inspected in the first place before? Why was it so low before?
Because number one, short staffing, because they should be staffed adequately, but it's intentional, Brother Mark. Okay. Yeah. You know, short staffing or, you know, regulations that lean toward the industry rather than the American people.
Yeah. 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 I see your phone is blowing up, President Kelly. That's not Trump trying to call you, is it?
Not that.
Not that at all. But again, I think we can't overstate that this is about breaking wills. I don't think they really want the government to function, Everett. You know, that's not new to us. You know, people get elected to Congress and they get a paycheck, but they really want to shut down the government. They don't want the federal government to function. The federal government still represents some type of allyship with us as Black people. You know, it's the union. Mm-hmm. You know, they want everything in their locale and in their state, but the federal government represents the union government, the lost cause, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we can negotiate the end to a shutdown, and it probably will stop it. So, I mean, is there any way that a shutdown would just never end? Is there any possible scenario with this character that might happen?
I can't foresee it as never ending, although I think that would be great in some people's mind, because it's my opinion that, you know, some of this stuff is intentional. There are those that want the government to be on a mission failure posture anyway, because then it makes it easier to privatize the services, right? And guess what happened when you privatize, right? It's not about, at that point, it's not about the American people getting the services, but it's about billionaires getting rewarded, okay? And so if you privatize this work, you know, it's still got to be done. That's key. It's got to be done. You still got to have somebody taking care of veterans. You still got to have somebody processing Social Security checks. Okay, now who's going to do it? Is it going to be the government that do it not for profit? Or will it be a corporate entity that do it strictly for profit?
Yeah, yeah, that's important. Great question. T. Berry, God bless you. Good morning. You're on the air with the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Everett Kelly. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a further question. Has he talked to other unions and other agencies, such as the, he talked about older folks. Has he come up with some of the other agencies and said, let's do what unions can do and other organizations can support us and just have a general national strike? A strike where everybody in the country says, hey, if this isn't happening, we're staying home for a day, a week, or 2 days, or whatever it is, or something. And if you have to rescind that $1 billion that you did the others, but get these things, you know, that you gave to rich folks and billionaires, but you get this thing passed, and you do not hurt people's medical things while doing it. Has he gotten together with other unions and or other groups to propose something like that? I just hear what they're doing and what they're insisting on. What unions and the workers in this country are what run the country, and we can stop a lot of stuff. We can stop war. We can stop money going to Palestine or anything else if we get together as a unity thing, not just the people. People need a plan, and he, being the head of the union, should come up with a plan. I hope he's talking with other people about a plan to get rid of this and not just us calling our congressmen. Because I don't believe, a lot of people do not believe we have a democracy. If rich folks decide we have a lady who wants to continue the stories that are not true about what we're doing, giving money to all these other countries, or we have a clown who wants to make money himself and give it all to people who will allow him to do that or let racism.
Well, hold on, Barry. Let me get, because we're going on a lot of different things. Let me get an answer to your question. What's the conversation with other unions, Everett, on this issue?
Well, we have been constantly in conversation with other unions, especially those that are affiliated and non-affiliated with AFL-CIO. We have been in constant contact and have gotten great support from those unions. However, when it comes to a federal union, it is against the law for a federal union to go on strike. You know, we take an oath of office. We honor that oath. If no one else does, we honor the oath that we take, because we take it to and for the American people. So it is a violation of the law for us to even think about strike. So that's not a conversation that we have.
Yeah. But it's interesting. That's an oath you take, but they still lock you out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the opposite of a strike by the workers is a lockout for management.
Absolutely.
Why isn't there an oath or some law, some agreement that you can't lock me out?
That's right. Brother Mark, I agree. That's exactly what it is. And I've said this on several interviews. You know, this is not a shutdown. This is a lockout, right? Maybe we call it a shakedown, okay? That is exactly what's happening here.
Mm. Rick, God bless you. You're on the air with President Everett Kelly of the American Federation of Government Employees. Rick, you still there? You still with us?
Can you hear me okay now?
I hear you, Rick. Yes, go right ahead, buddy.
I just want to say that if Trump and the present Congress can trick the poor into waging war and mayhem in the streets, then Trump can declare martial law and possibly win a fair term. So far, the Congress and the president have represented the wealthy of the country and they're going to slash and burn the poor, the working class, and government employees. I'm done, fellas.
Yeah. You want to react to that, Everett?
Well, you know, I'm not in disagreement with the comment, you know? But, you know, if I have anything to do with it, you know, I'm going to always be standing for federal employees. And every time they violate, whoever it is, violate a law, rule, or regulations as it relates to federal employees, I'm going to be fighting it. And I'm going to be filing lawsuits. And guess what? We win them, Brother Mark.
Yeah. Well, that's good news to know that we are winning some of these suits and judges. Like, you know, the judges ruled he's got to pay for SNAP.
Yeah.
He's got to pay. They have the money. It's got to be produced. And so right now our recourse appears to be in the courts and we're thankful for that. But I think you just said it, my brother, this is a shakedown.
Yeah.
The thing about it is this is the government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a business. It's not a corporation. It's not a professional sports league where you folks go on strike and lock folks out. If you all don't go to work, if the shutdown doesn't end, and if you all don't have an honored contract, then this little red wagon doesn't go.
That's right.
And so at the end of the day, we go back to the question of whether or not that is ultimately the goal, to just break it and to bring it to a point of a standstill so that it doesn't function. How is the morale of your union members? How is that? I know the answer, but I just want to hear it from you.
You know the answer, Brother Mark. It's the worst I've ever seen it. Because you got to consider, for 9 months now, these workers have been going through hell. You know, for 9 months, it starts out with a mocking of, I'm going to slash this government. I'm going to cut it up like a piece of pulp wood, right? With a chainsaw, right? The Doge initiative. Then here comes the RIF initiatives, okay? All of these things, one after the other, you know, forcing employees to be traumatized, to be humiliated, and all of these actions that's one behind the other, they can't help but feel like, you know, hey, you know, I hate this place, right? But they're so patriotic, though, that they would do that job no matter what they're facing every single day. That's why, you know, the services hadn't gone lacking so far. Because most of the time, the work that we do, and we do it so well, Brother Mark, until it's invisible. I mean, who think about, you know, the fact that, you know, somebody's gotten prisons at night? The only time that people recognize that is when something goes awry in the prison, right? But we do it so well. Who think about, you know, the people that's really servicing the veterans? You know, we do it so well. The only time somebody think about it is if it go awry, right? Who think about the people that's inspecting our food and our air? Nobody, because we do it so well. The work is often invisible.
Yeah, right. And you do it, and people know how important their work is. It's not for ego. They know that the citizenry needs that work, needs that support, needs those people functioning in those jobs, and they do it thanklessly. Don, God bless you. You're on the air with President Everett Kelly of the American Federation of Government Employees. Go right ahead, Don.
Yes, my question was, if you have a union, one of their main weapons to fight back against management has usually been able to have a strike or walkout. Yet not having that ability, yet the government has the ability to do a lockout. I don't understand what type of agreement that is, where it's like, okay, you have a union, but at the same time, the power is still with the people who basically doesn't honor any of the things that the unions should represent for the employees.
So Everett, on that point, give us a little bit of the context and the history of that oath that you can't walk out. I think I know what it is, but.
Well, it's a matter of law, Brother Mark. It's law, right? Because, you know, the work that we perform for the American people, right? And if we go on a strike, guess who's going to suffer? The American people, okay? And so the law is in place so that we don't go on strike. However, we do get to negotiate, you know, on certain things, right? And you know, people love the fact that they can negotiate over, you know, issues over we lobby Congress for is, you know, pay increases and those type of things for our members. We negotiate over a lot of rules and regulations that come into place, you know, up until this administration, you know, we were able to negotiate over, you know, all of these issues. But, you know, again, I do believe that the initiatives are illegal and we will continue to fight them because we are winning them in court.
That's good news. President Everett Kelly, American Federation of Government Employees, my brother, good to see you. Good to talk to you. Those of you who are listening, when you get home, you go and look at it online so you can see how great he looks in spite of all that he's dealing with. And thank God for that, because we want everyone's health to be okay. Folks, these are human beings.
Yeah.
Folk, don't take for granted just because you see somebody and they look good and they're your neighbor that they're doing all right. Check on somebody this week. Yeah. Somebody you know is suffering because of the shutdown, suffering because of the nullification of their labor union, suffering because of a loss of SNAP benefits, especially check on seniors as well. Does AFG's members include, don't AFG's members include retirees too?
Absolutely. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So folks, there are people out here right now who are not doing as well as you might think. And so check on somebody this week. And for God's sake, get up in the morning and offer somebody a ride to the polls too. Because that affects everything too. When we vote tomorrow, when we're not voting for president, we're voting for a lot of other things. And that can have an impact on all of this. We need That's reasonable right. people, like the good people at AFG, like Everett Kelly. AFG.org to find out more and to get involved. Everett, keep us posted. You're always welcome here. We're, you know, ready to rally the troops. And you know, brother, just call on me. I'm happy to be out in the streets with you, okay?
And thank you for that, Brother Mark. You've always been there, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Take care now.
Blessings.
All right, Everett Kelly, folks, blessings to you. Everett Kelly is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.